In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Good morning to you. You are listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show. That's me. I'm Mark. That's Ethan over there across the board from me. And, of course, Kim St. Ange is normally in here. She is called in ill today, feeling a little bit under the weather. So we're holding down the fort. And, of course, Sue Thomas has got traffic this morning. A few sunshine slowdowns out there, according to a friend of mine who texted me as he's driving into work this morning. I'm assuming coming up 55. But yeah, so just so you know, beautiful day. It's in the 60s, and it's going to be gorgeous out there. Glad I drove the convertible, Ethan, because somebody had to do it.
I'm a little jealous, not going to lie.
That's okay. I just, truck's in the shop. I didn't have any choice. Had to get my baby out of the garage and drive it downtown, which I don't necessarily like doing, but I had no choice this morning.
I'm sure you're going to hate it when you're driving.
I'll hate it. I'll just have to put the top down to protect it. And, you know, just let the hair fly this morning. We'll have fun with it anyway. Glad you're with us. We got lots of stuff to get to here. Man, the left is melting down over the airplane thing. The president is in Qatar right now. He left Saudi Arabia and went over to Qatar. And he's on the second day of his Middle East trip. He's got $600 billion in commitments of investment, I believe, by the Saudi Arabians. He's on the verge of settling the Russia-Ukraine situation. You got the China negotiations going on. We've got an American hostage who was fighting for Israel, freed back in the hands of his mother, who was screaming with joy yesterday. And then, of course, the inflation numbers come out, and they're the lowest since 2021. So nothing is going well right now for the left. And instead, they've decided to focus on a plane, an airplane. And I'll let you hear their latest reaction to, that coming up in just a few minutes here. I promise you. We're going to get to my friend Genevieve Wood. We got lots to cover with Genevieve this morning, of course. And we're going to get to Nick Schroer here at the bottom of the hour because we got to figure out. Nick has managed to get at least one or two of his bills passed. Now, I think he was big on that St. Louis police local state control, taking away local control from the city of St. Louis. And he just had another bill that passed this week that's going to go to the governor's desk, I believe. We'll also talk about what might not happen, disappointingly, before the end of the legislative session on Friday afternoon. Next hour, Taylor Riggs and an update 1 hour from now. We've got the owner of the Tesla that was vandalized 2 days in a row, twice over in Kirkwood. There's finally going to be some action taken, it looks like, by the prosecuting attorney in Kirkwood. And we're going to check in with Christian Kirk here coming up in about an hour at 8:08 and get his take on what he's heard, on what he's expecting, and why he thinks it's taken them 2 weeks to finally make a decision on doing something. And I got to be honest with you. from the bottom of my soul, I do not understand why the local television news media has not touched this story. This Tesla vandalism has been a nationwide story. And at least as of last week, I hadn't seen anything about it on Channel 4, on Channel 5, on Channel 2. Going over and talking to the guy whose car got vandalized, trying to find the guy who did it. He works at Washington University, even though they've taken his page down off their website. To the best of our knowledge, he still works there. They won't answer any of our emails about it. We've been trying to follow up with him. Kim's emailed him and called him. Nothing from WashU, except to scrub his picture off the website. We know his name. Now we're just waiting for it to drop in Missouri CaseNet before I announce it on the radio. But I think there will be charges in this case, finally. Maybe not the strong charges I would have hoped for, but charges nonetheless. We'll keep you updated on that 1 hour from now. Right now, let's get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
A man is who they are pledging allegiance to. That is not what this country is about, and it will never be what this country is about as long as I'm alive. I'll tell you that much. Anyways, that done pissed me off.
Wow. Did you recognize that voice? AOC. Alex from the hood. She is mad as can be about Donald Trump and what he thinks he's getting away with and the fact that they might be trying to arrest Democratic congressmen for violating an ICE facility up in New Jersey.
He is among the people that are responsible for this. The leaders of the Democratic Party, the staff of the White House. And I have to say, I find everybody now talking to these authors, get out of here. Go home. You're part of the problem. Now you tell us?
No, Chuckles Todd, you're part of the problem. Chuck Todd is a main player on the political scene. He hosted Meet the Depressed for a long time, and now he's mad not at his fellow journalists for dropping the ball on this. He's mad at the White House.
Well, it's a federal crime. She committed a crime, and I don't know about you, but I'm tired of these judges all across the country acting like they're above the law, acting like they are some sort of tin pot dictators who can sit up there and say, oh, here's what we want to do. I'm going to run the country. I'm going to be president. They're supposed to be following the law.
Supposed to be, but instead, Hannah Dugan, who is a left-wing progressive activist who somehow became a judge there in the Milwaukee area, is now facing a federal trial for helping an illegal alien avoid ICE. Hold on here, Ethan. That is a difficulty on my part over here. I apologize for that. Here we go.
Donald Trump's receipt of a $400 million presidential palace in the sky, maybe the largest gift that's ever been conferred on any president.
Oh, the Democrats are mad. Let's see. They can't talk about the economy. They can no longer talk about Mr. Garcia down there stuck in a prison in El Salvador. He's no longer a Maryland man. When's the last time you heard that guy's Kilmar Brega Garcia's name brought up? It's disappeared from the headlines because more and more has come out. They now acknowledge he abused his wife. He was involved in trafficking. He was a member of MS-13. He was here illegally. And he's back in his home country. So the Democrats have finally stopped talking. They don't have that to talk about. They can't talk about egg prices because those have dropped. They can't talk about gas prices because those have dropped. They can't complain about tariffs because the tariffs on China have been dropped. And 70 other countries are negotiating with us as we speak. So what do the Democrats have left to hang their hats on? The fact that the country of Qatar, which, of course, is an ally of the United States from the standpoint that we do have Air Force base, a big Air Force base, and CENTCOM is based there. a central command is based in Qatar. And they are trying to donate a 10-year-old plane to the United States Department of Defense, and that is all the Democrats can focus on. That's all they, that's kind of sad. I don't want to argue that I'm feeling bad for them, but listen to this Democratic congressman on I think it was MSNBC. Listen.
Donald Trump's receipt of a $400 million presidential palace in the sky, maybe the largest gift that's ever been conferred on any president by any foreign government. I've described it as a flying grift, and he should be facing accountability. But I have.
What about the helicopter that was given to Bill Clinton, just out of interest? What about the millions of dollars? I also heard a complaint this morning. Well, Donald Trump's sons have been in the Middle East trying to do business deals. Where were you when Hunter Biden was snorting cocaine across Europe and China and trying to make business deals and including his father on the phone calls? Where were you? You're a bunch of hypocrites. And unfortunately, you got nothing else to hang your hat on right now. So good luck with that. That's not going to fly with the voters either, because they see that we are winning. That's what's going on right now. We're winning. All right. Coming up, we're going to get to Genevieve Wood. After that, Nick Schroer is in here because Nick is, of course, sitting Missouri senator, and he is taking a look at exactly what we might get done between now and the end of session in 3 days.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa. Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad hat and cocktail.
Come to Papa.
From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
We'll be right back. Genevieve Wood joining us, senior advisor to the Heritage Foundation. How are you, Genevieve?
Good morning. Doing well.
I'm telling you, it's like drinking from a fire hose to try to keep up with all this stuff out of the Trump administration. It never ends.
It doesn't. I mean, just watching the stuff coming out of the Middle East yesterday was amazing. All the stuff happening. And he's there for, what, 4 more days? So don't go to sleep.
Yeah. Boy, that is absolutely the truth. So I wanted to, I'm watching this debate over reconciliation. And I'm thinking to myself, the Republicans have, they have an opportunity here to do something that they haven't had a chance to do in years, and that is take the bull by the horns, cut some spending in places the Democrats would never cut it, pass it without needing a single Democrat vote. The Democrats do it every time they get a chance to do it. And then I see this story on the Daily Signal. Planned Parenthood released its latest report, and government funding for Planned Parenthood is at an all-time high. How's that a thing?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a thing because for the last 4 years, Joe Biden has been president and the Democrats are in control of Congress, and they really egged up the funding for Planned Parenthood. And look, I know a lot of people think, oh, well, I thought we overturned Roe v. Wade, and I thought all these states, you know, were trying to stop abortion within their borders. And that's all true. But the reality is these folks are very dead set, literally using the word dead, on promoting abortion in this country, promoting a culture of death. And not only is their funding up, so are the number of abortions. And people say, well, how can that be? Because I thought we were, you know, passing all these laws. Look, the abortion pill, which we've heard a lot of debate about, that is something they are going gangbusters with. So they are giving out that prescription to women all over the country, even in states that say we don't allow abortion after a certain amount of time in our state. Planned Parenthood is giving out those pills. They're not even asking women to see a doctor. That's where the real numbers are coming up. So abortions, yes, they're up. Maybe not the abortions actually in their clinics, but the numbers that they're doing via these chemical abortions,
right,
are way up.
402,233 abortions in 20. I guess those numbers are from 2024. For 2023,
right.
2024, 402,000, an all time high. Wow, it's so sad. It's so disturbing.
And when you look at the other things that they talk about that they do, preventative health care, you know, breast cancer screenings, all those numbers are down. So the fact is fewer people may be going through their doors or their clinic. But and again, what they're handing out in terms of abortion pills has gone way, way up. And look, you know, we all know people who want children in this country. I bet everybody listening to you, either themselves or know somebody else who really would love to have a baby in their life. And this is this Planned Parenthood, they say, well, we do adoption referrals. One of the stats is there. For every adoption referral they gave last year, they did 187 abortions. For every one adoption referral, 187 abortions. It is so clear what the mandate for this organization is. And the fact that they get billions of dollars from U.S. taxpayers is an outrage. And you're absolutely right, Mark. Congress can do something about it. They're looking for ways to save money right now, to cut back on spending. They could cut the funding to Planned Parenthood tomorrow. This is a for-profit business. They've got revenue. They've got their own money. They've got donors. They don't need the U.S. taxpayer to be involved with this.
Yeah,
it's
very true. Genevieve Wood, our guest from the Heritage Foundation this morning. I look at the Department of Education, which was not around when I was in school. Like, it started basically around my senior year of high school or something. So in other words, had no impact at all on my education growing up at all. And it dawned on me when it happened, because test scores have only gone down, it was basically a gift to the teachers' unions. That's what it was, a big bureaucracy where they could funnel money through to teachers' unions, because it hasn't accomplished anything else. And yesterday, Betsy DeVos, who, of course, used to be education secretary, said union payoffs are going to continue until the Department of Education is closed.
That's absolutely right. I mean, we all know that's why Jimmy Carter created it. He created it to create this boom with the Democratic Party to get teachers to vote Democratic. I mean, that was the bet they made. And now we know that you're right, absolutely right on test scores and what's happening across the board. Nobody can say, oh, yeah, we're more competitive in the world today with education because the Department of Education was created. President Trump is absolutely right to want to shut it down and move all those dollars and all those decisions much closer to individuals and to the states. But what we also, there's a story in the Daily Signal about this, they've also got a gig going where they are part of the whole issue with, like, student loans. They've got a whole gig in where, like, if you're a public sector employee, we really think that the only way we can get people to go to the nonprofit world, the public sector, is if we promise that we're going to forgive their student loans. So the Department of Education is involved in that whole scenario as well. It's crazy.
Yeah. Well, I hope people will go on there and check it out at dailysignal.com. Lots of great information on there that you just don't see covered very often in the mainstream media. And that's what we love about what you're doing up there, Genevieve. Thank you, and keep
and again,
up the
Marvin,
good work.
It goes to your point about the reconciliation. There's so many places for Congress to cut. The idea that they're having a hard time shouldn't be the way.
No, it shouldn't. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
All right, I'll see you. Genevieve Wood, always great to get her on here. Do you see where Elon Musk is leaving? Did you see that at all? I thought that was pretty cool. So who takes over once he steps aside? How about the guy that wrote Project 2025? It's going to drive the libs insane, and I love that. We'll talk more about that coming up as well. Nick Schroer after the bottom of the hour on what's going on down in Jefferson City. Stay tuned. All right, it's crunch time in Jeff City, baby. We got 3 days left in the legislative session, and Senator Nick Schroer is on the line with us this morning from District 2 out in St. Charles County. Nick, how are you?
I am wonderful. Thanks for having me on.
I'm glad to have you on, my friend. It sounds like before we get to what might pass before the end of session, the House and the Senate are kind of going at each other right now over some budget cuts. Am I right about that?
Yeah, and it's interesting. And I typically vote against most of the budget. There's a lot of good that's in there, and I always praise whoever the budget chair is because they've got a tough job to do. And I think that's why they don't put me there, because I would just tell everybody, you don't get a damn thing.
Thank you.
It goes back to the taxpayers. But even though I voted against most of the budget, there was a predicament yesterday as the House refused to take up a bill that the Senate added a couple more million into. Of course, I voted against that. But even though it was like a $5 million increase from what they had proposed, they refused to take it up. All of these good projects and the bad projects all went by the wayside. Now, a curveball entered the chat yesterday with this bill that was added on to a piece of legislation in the House, which could go into the billions of tax credits to save Kansas City Chiefs and Royals that the House approved. So the budget chair in the House or in the Senate stood up and said, well, wait a second. If a $5 million increase on a budget item dealing with hospitals and some other stuff is unacceptable, but billions of dollars to rich owners of the Royals and the Chiefs, that's acceptable. What world are we living in? And, you know, I rarely agree with my colleague Lincoln Huff, but on that one, he did have a great point.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, so I think what they're claiming here is if the state doesn't pony up some money, they'll move the stadium to the Kansas City side, right? To the Kansas side?
Yeah, that's exactly it, to the Kansas side. And look, we should have learned our lesson from the St. Louis Rams debacle and government getting involved in all of that. So I think there's other ways to bring money to this region. And if the Kansas City Royals and the Kansas City Chiefs are sitting there with their hand out, look, conservatives shouldn't give them the money. They shouldn't give them taxpayer money. Instead, look, if we're going to give tax breaks to rich owners of NFL teams, let's do it for everybody. Let's do it for the people that are scraping by, working day in and day out, listening to the Mark Cox Show on the way to work this morning.
That's a good point. Now, you've had a couple of bills that you've been successful with this year. Tell us about those.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch that I've gotten done this year. We looked at it, I think it was about 12 or 15 different bills. The most notable one was the first bill on the governor's desk. That's a crime package. It dealt with illegal immigration. It dealt with what we just saw the other day. It gave the tools to the police to stop these drag shows and street takeovers. However, we need the police. So that was the other aspect of this. Recruitment retention is record lows. The police board has not gone into effect yet. They're still interviewing people to take over that board, but it would be a citizen board control instead of the defund the police communists that we've seen on the St. Louis Board of Aldermen. Another one was something we just got interviewed in the news on the radioactive fund and using general revenue to test some of these sites in St. Louis County, St. Louis City, and St. Charles County. You've got the Westlake landfill, the Weldon Spring landfill. I've got a couple other bills dealing with property rights that made it to the governor's desk about a week ago. We saw on the Kansas City side, Mayor Quentin Lucas and the Democrats over there were trying to say, hey, if you're a landowner and you're going to rent your house out, you can't take into account certain things like someone's criminal history or their ability to pay. And if we find out that you've denied somebody to rent your house because of that, then we're going to lock you up.
That's insane. That is the most insane thing I've ever heard. You put your money on the line to buy a piece of property, you want to rent it out, and you're not allowed to do like a credit check or make sure that the individual you're about to rent to has a good history of paying their bills.
Yeah, you know, being documented, had to remind our colleagues of that our founding fathers felt so passionate about, that they said, look, you know, the government's going to stand up for life, liberty, and property. So yeah, that bill was a no-brainer. It made it. But there's a couple other ones dealing with the line of death duty compensation fund that was expiring this year. So police and fire who were dying in the line of duty, that was previously set at $25,000. So if you're a police officer who gets shot in the most horrendous, violent city in America, which is the city of St. Louis, you were only entitled, your family was only entitled to $25,000. We're upping that to $100,000 per death, line of duty death. So a couple other good first responder bills, chipping away at some of the tax cuts that I don't think will get done this week. But this is a make or break moment in the last week of session. We have to be obligated to be done by Friday. And there's still three things. Right now, I think it's a good session. There's good and bad, but I think the good outweighs the bad. However, if we can get three things done this week, most notably sending an amendment back to the voters on the pro-life issue. We've seen that now there's murderous abortions up to the time of birth happening unregulated in these facilities. We also need to figure out the SAPA 2.0 bill in protecting your rights as a Second Amendment gun owner. And number three, this Prop A fix. When voters went out there and thought that they were just doing the minimum wage, they also increased a massive amount of mandated paid sick leave and different mechanisms where you can't even ask an employee, hey, why are you calling in sick today? You were just, you know, sick 2 months ago, whatever it may be. So we're trying to work and exempt a lot of different business owners who shouldn't have to do this.
Back to Amendment 3 for a minute. Why in the world would we put that on the ballot in November of next year? I mean, that's going to be a midterm. And isn't that just inviting all the crazy pink hats to turn out to vote?
Yeah, that's something that I think the governor is going to look at hard and long to figure out when is the best time to put this on the ballot. And, you know, there's several different reactions. I think, you know, as long as we can get our grassroots out there and start educating the people, that's something that we had a disadvantage last time because you had over 40 million coming in from out of this state to change our constitution.
Right.
Over 4 million came from out of this nation from a billionaire in Switzerland. So yeah, I think it's going to be a talk with the governor and deciding when the best time to put this on there. But we're going to need a little bit of time to educate the voters as to what this bill does and how the people, how these millionaires that were funding this campaign last time were so wrong about it.
I agree with you completely. Senator Nick Schroer on the phone with us this morning. A couple more questions. So IP reform was it not even discussed this session?
It was discussed in the Senate. This is an interesting aspect. We're encouraging, there's a big push right now in talks with the governor to say, hey, we need a special session now. We know it's not going to get done. The House didn't even refer the initial petition bills. And I've heard from leadership over there that, well, wait a second, we don't want to change these rules and make it harder for us to stand for life and allow the voters a chance to correct that wrong that was Amendment 3. But at the same time, we could put that on the ballot and say it's going to have an effect the next election. So
right.
It's still a top-tier issue, at least to Senate leadership. I was talking to them yesterday, and we're in discussions with the governor on different approaches that we could come in on a special session and deal with it.
Good. I'm glad they're considering that. Nick, also, what about all the talk at the beginning of the session about doing something with income tax, either
yeah,
reducing it or at some point eliminating it? I know then Governor-elect Kehoe was all in on that idea, but I have heard not much about it since then.
Yeah, it was like one of those fireworks on the 4th of July that you send up. You expect yeah, this big explosion, and then it just tiny little pop.
Right.
All of that momentum, it was good. We had a bunch of debates. Myself, Senator Ben Brown, a couple others brought our bills together. And at that point, it's kind of where it stopped. I think it moved out of committee. The House version couldn't get their their wheels turning when it comes to replacing that revenue. You know, there was a lot of talk on increasing the broad base of a sales tax, increasing it to different services. I say, hey, guys, let's just cut spending. That's a huge concept that we could do, is return money back to the people, let them spend it. They're going to spend it in our economy, and we can cut spending elsewhere. But I have talked to the governor's office, I think it was 2 weeks ago, and said, hey, if this thing does not get done, where does that fall on your priority list? Because I heard it was our big crime bill, school choice, and this tax cut, this income tax cut. And he said that moves to number one. So we're going to see a massive push. I'm going to be filing the bill again next year, I think, along with a number of different senators and representatives.
Yeah. Wow. Nick, keep up the great work, my friend, and best of luck between now and Friday getting some of this stuff pulled through.
I'll keep you updated.
Please do.
All
right. Talk to you soon. Senator Nick Schroer over there from the 2nd District. It's a bit of a mess. I would have, if given priority, if Mark was the Senate majority leader down there, the IP reform, the Amendment 3, and the taxes would have been the top three things. And two of those three things never made it much past the starting gate. Just think about that. I mean, just never made it. So Nick said he thinks it's going to be an okay session. A few things are going to get through, but we'll find out Friday, I guess. I'll keep you up to date here for sure. All right, coming up, we'll get to Mark on a Lark because Kim is off today, feeling a little bit under the weather. I promise you that. She'll be back maybe tomorrow. Top of the hour, we're going to talk more about the Kirkwood Tesla vandal and the fact that a little bit of justice may finally be forthcoming from the prosecutor over in the city of Kirkwood. I'm going to talk to the victim, the guy whose car was involved in all this, at about 8:08. We'll be right back.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa. Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad hat and cocktail.
Come to Papa.
From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
Back.
Start your tape right now because I'm about to tell you the truth. And F you if you can't handle the truth.
He's sharp. He's focused. He's bright.
I don't have any concerns. And that's from personal interactions.
This version of Biden is the best Biden ever. Not a close second.
Alert. Sound.
I mean, the Republicans are like good at distractions.
I think you have absolutely no standing to diagnose somebody's cognitive decline.
Believe it or not, that last soundbite, I don't think you have any standing to diagnose somebody's mental decline, was Jake Tapper challenging Laura Trump because she mentioned Joe Biden's cognitive decline, which it's like you're not allowed to point out that the emperor has no clothes. That's the way the media treated the Biden administration. Like, we see it, but we're not going to talk about it. Does anybody in the room remember the stories about the media cover-ups during FDR's presidency? The man was in a wheelchair, but they asked the media not to portray him sitting down or a picture of him in the wheelchair, and the media honored that. Many people in America didn't know Franklin Delano Roosevelt was in a wheelchair. Same with John F. Kennedy and his many affairs. All of the reporters in the White House press corps knew he was sneaking women up the back steps of the White House, and they were all silent on it. And those, I'm sorry, but those two things pale in comparison to the media malpractice we saw during the Biden administration. They pale in comparison. And you've got people like Chuckles Todd, who's mad at Chuck Schumer. Just play me the tease, Ethan, that we cut for number three, for cut number three. I don't want the whole thing.
He is among the people that are responsible for this. The leaders of the Democratic Party, the staff of the White House. And I have to say, I find everybody now talking to these authors, get out of here. Go home. You're part of the problem. Now you tell us.
Yeah. But see, here's the thing. My experience for every good journalist I ever worked with, here's my experience with them. They've all got a very good BS detector. Now, that doesn't mean every journalist is a good journalist, but the best ones I worked with have a BS indicator that goes ding, 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 ding when somebody's telling them something and they suspect they're not telling them the truth. And the good journalists will keep digging and asking those questions. Nobody did that during the Biden administration. And who do they want to blame? Well, they're blaming the staff, according to Jake Tapper. It's not our fault. It's the fault of the people that covered this up for 4 years. Well, hey, Jake, I'm sure they've got a good conservative radio station there in Washington, D.C. Did you ever turn that on one morning and listen to what we were talking about back in 2020 when they had to put the lid on this guy at 2 o'clock every day because he couldn't function after that? This is a 4 or 5 year long problem, not something that just happened. Listen.
Well, Alex Thompson and I were on the case, as were lots of other reporters, trying to figure out what was going on behind the scenes. But the bottom line is the White House was lying, not only to the press, not only to the public, but they were lying to members of their own cabinet. They were lying to White House staffers. They were lying to Democratic members of Congress, to donors, about how bad things had gotten. And in fact, Alex and I started writing this book after the election of 2024.
Yes, you did. You started writing it after. They've been lying to you a lot. You also have Adam Schiff on your program all the time, who's the biggest liar in Washington, D.C. Russian collusion, Russian collusion. There's evidence. And there was never any evidence. Good Lord. Come on, Jake Tapper. Shame on you. Hey, coming up, we're going to talk to the man driving the Tesla that got vandalized in Kirkwood, and I'll get you an update on the perp in that case.
Get more at 971talk.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.